This investigation began as an effort to discover the facts about the break-in and bugging of the Democratic National Headquarters and other campaign abuses. Because the abuses occurred during my administration and in the campaign for my re-election, I accept full responsibility for them. On May 22nd, I stated in very specific terms, and I state again to every one of you listening tonight, these facts. I had no prior knowledge of the Watergate break-in. I neither took part in nor knew about any of the subsequent cover-up activities. I neither authorized nor encouraged subordinates to engage in illegal or improper campaign tactics. That was, and that is, the simple truth. In all of the millions of words of testimony, there is not the slightest suggestion that I had any knowledge of the planning for the Watergate break-in. As for the cover-up, my statement has been challenged by only one of the 35 witnesses who appeared. To most of us, Watergate has come to mean not just a burglary and bugging of party headquarters, but a whole series of acts that either represent or appear to represent an abuse of trust. No political campaign ever justifies obstructing justice or harassing individuals or compromising those great agencies of government that should and must be above politics. In a free society, the institutions of government belong to the people. They must never be used against the people. Only last year, the Supreme Court said that implicit in the president's constitutional duty is the power to protect our government against those who would subvert or overthrow it by unlawful means. How to carry out this duty is often a delicate question to which there is no easy answer.